Okay, so we have Tracy Braunstein on the phone. Tracy is a certified pediatric sleep consultant with Sleep Tight Solutions. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
Okay, so as you know, Vinny's wife is going to give birth any day now.
Any day.
Yeah.
And I know
exciting.
It is very exciting. I know it goes without saying, though, that they're going to be exhausted, right?
Yeah, like a sleep deprivation feeling like no other.
Everybody's like, get your sleep now because you're never going to get any more. Yeah. I'm like, great.
It's like torture.
Yeah.
But I figured you would have some tips to sort of like start them out on the right foot.
So look, everybody says sleep when baby sleeps. And it's really hard to do because you also want to feel like a human and do like adult
shower.
Things like a shower mm-hmm. and maybe, I don't know, not have like a mountain of dishes in your sink.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to try to rest. So the key is just to keep balance. Ideally, Vinny, you know, have the baby in your room at the beginning in a bassinet.
Yeah, we got it all set up already. Ready to go.
Yeah, on Tina's side.
Yeah.
And look, I mean, if you're not taking time off right away, obviously, you know, you have crazy early hours.
Yeah.
What a lot of parents do is, for a little while, if that is the case, until dad does take some time off, to have dad sleep in another room.
Oh, you don't know Vinny and Tina.
We're cuddlers. We're cuddlers.
That will never work.
She wants me there.
Sleep as a unit.
Oh, God. They're one person.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see. Talk to me in about, you know, a month after.
Oh, great.
You may be like, you know what?
Our spare bed is just not comfortable. Our couches aren't good enough.
But, you know, and then you just kind of have arrangements. You're like, okay, I handle, like, the wakings from, you know, maybe this hour to this hour. And then, you know, because maybe she's going to be home in the day, you then sleep and she does the later, you know, the early morning wakings, so to speak. So you have to keep balance. What's key is that you just both don't drive yourself to complete and utter sleep deprivation. You have to use family support is really important. Take breaks. You know, if grandma wants to take the baby for a few hours, let her.
We're giving it to her. Oh, yeah. A week.
Yeah.
Whether
good.
She likes it or not.
Yeah.
A week.
She's ready to go, man.
You know, and no matter what advice you get, every parent, like for the first week, you're just going to be sitting awake staring at this new little human that's come in and completely changed the dynamic of your family. And that's fine. And just ride with it. On my website, I have a great blog with newborn sleep tips the first 3 months. Have a read there. That'll give you good tips for setting up a good foundation of sleep early on. But just keep balance with each other. And it's normal to hate each other a little bit at the beginning of this
or a lot of it.
Great. Well, thank you for your time, Tracy.
You're very welcome.
Tracy, what is your website so that we can check out that information?
SleepTightSolutions.com.
Perfect. Perfect. And when the baby is what age do they call you to come into the home and help make things right?
Yeah, that's about 16 weeks.
16 weeks, okay. Yeah.
What about 2 days old? Is that too early?
Yeah, a little early.
Okay, thank you so much, Tracy. You're always so helpful.
Guys. Okay,
thank you, Tracy.
Bye.
No problem, bye-bye.
You know, we were talking before that my wife and I, we're going to have to switch sides of the bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're getting texts on our text line. Somebody says, don't switch sides. If you're comfortable where you are now, stay there. You won't be getting any sleep anyway. Also, somebody said she's pushing something out of a pretty tiny hole, so let her sleep on whatever side of the bed
God.
She wants. All right, thank you for the text, and hopefully that information from Tracy will help new parents out there get some much-needed sleep.